Thousands took to the streets of Australia's main cities today at the start of an international day of action to pressure the UN conference in Copenhagen for strong measures on climate change. Australia's Walk Against Warming has held to urge politicians to take bold action to curb greenhouse gas emissions and make a deal to replace the Kyoto Protocol. Meanwhile, in Copenhagen, with a draft agreement on the table, climate negotiators are bargaining over emissions targets and financing. The draft document was sent around yesterday to the 192-nation conference, although it set no firm figures on financing or on cutting greenhouse gas emissions. Thomas Pickarts is the advisor for European Environmental and Social Policy at the European Conference of Catholic Bishops, or COMECE. He spoke to us about the chances of reaching an agreement.
It is still possible, but we must know that Copenhagen will only be a success if it results in at least a political commitment of all major greenhouse gas emitters to significantly reduce their emissions in accordance with the recommendations of the science. And the scientific community recommends a 25% to 40% reduction of greenhouse gas emissions until 2020 compared to 1990 levels. And so far, we are still quite far away from this target. But there are some positive developments. Countries like Norway, Japan, and also the European Union have made quite ambitious offers. And there are some recent signs that also the USA and China could enhance their offers. This is very important because an ambitious climate protection deal will only be possible if the world's biggest greenhouse gas emitters, notably the United States and China, take a fair share in this deal.